Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Quite an action-packed day for grain futures. It didn't really appear like that at the end of the day, but what happened between the open and the close was pretty big moves. Corn was the quietest grain today, with December corn closing down a quarter cent at $3.83. So there wasn't just a whole lot of action there. That market just continues to move lower. You know, traded between 390 and 420 for a substantial period of time, and now we're going back to the level since the first week or so of October at $3.83. Now beans were really strong today. They were kind of the leader here. Rallied all the way up to 988 in July beans, and then settled 11 cents off those highs at 977, up a quarter. And then November new crop beans ended up only up 1.5 cents at 953.5. The high there was 963. The trend going back over the last 6 months or so, we're at the low end of the range, from the high end of 1050 and the low end 950. So we're at the low end of that range. A lot of talk that if grains get planted, that crop will go on down. Wheat futures were strong today after being lower. They went down to 489.5 in Kansas City, July, and closed about 14 cents off that at 503, up 7. So a really good rally for wheat futures.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Early this morning, we had a 390,000 metric ton announcement of soybeans to an unknown destination. That sparked the initial rally here in the beans. But to offset that big Brazilian crop is about 90% harvested, and of course, it's a big one. So that's kind of the negative side of the market here. South America wraps up their ongoing harvest. And then the next round of news is that crop progress report. Yesterday's crop progress showed 42% good to excellent in the wheat, unchanged from last week in that category. Now, the lower end, the very poor category, did increase just a touch, but it wasn't anything that was too out of line. Corn plantings, 19%. We're expecting about 20%, so that was a little bit disappointing, but not anything too out of line, just based on expectations. Bean plantings, 2% done, normally 4%, so not anything really behind there. Cotton planted, 10%, normally at 16% for this week. Winter wheat headed, 28%, a little bit ahead of schedule, normally 24%. And again, the winter wheat condition, they decreased the fair 1% and increased very poor 1%. But that's just a very marginal change.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, April live cattle 52 higher at 161 even, June up 85 at 151.12. May feeder cattle 95 higher at 212.35, and August up 70 at 213.87. June lean hogs 50 higher at 79.90, and July at 47 at 81.20. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat up 6.5 at 497 and a quarter, July up 7 at 503. May Chicago wheat up 1.25 at 471 and a half. May corn up a quarter at 361, with September down 3/4 at 371 and 3/4. May soybeans up 4.5 at 977 and a half, and September up 2.5 at 959. May cotton up 23 at 66.62 and October up 1 at 65.77. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.